Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It is Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese here for you with an open phone line today. Anything around the house that needs my attention, it's time for you to pick up the phone and give us a call at 803-0930. You can also text via using that same text line, 803-0930. Our text board is available for you to text in, Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And anything around the house, as I say, open phone lines today. No agenda on my part. I'm here for you at 803-0930. Interesting phenomenon that is occurring right now, right before our eyes, is home values skyrocketing and people being in a position where they are perhaps considering moving and then unable to find anything that's affordable and therefore staying put and renovating their homes. And this is has become our average customer right now, is people in that exact situation where their home is desirable, but yet they can't move because they can't replace it. So that becomes a customer of ours who's going to stay put and renovate. And a lot of those kinds of people, those people are asking me, where should I put the money? And I say that right now you need to do an inventory of your home as to how it functions and how it's performing and how you're using it and how you're using it differently in a pandemic era. And that would include, of course, working from home. It would include schooling your children from home. It would include having separate places for people to be apart from each other. It would be including things like keeping your home up to date with modernized areas of your kitchen and your bath. So the top of the list for those kinds of improvements would be the kitchen. And what we're seeing a lot of people focusing on now is the kitchen becoming a focal point, not only for the family, but for entertaining. The kitchen being truly the heart of the house, but now it has a different look. It's more of a wow space as opposed to just a functional space. Taking the wall down between the kitchen and the dining room also becoming very, very popular. When you think about your dining room and how little you use it, if it's a formal dining room, and how packed you are around the kitchen table. And you look into the dining room and say, yeah, that's only for holidays. Well, who cares about that? Let's use it every day. Let's take that wall down between the kitchen and the dining room and take advantage of that square footage that you have that's sitting there that's little used. So this mentality is kind of becoming more mainstream. It's also a reality of dealing with the fact that you really can't replace your house because you can't find a house. And this is what we're seeing right now, is this whole new era that we're in as far as real estate value and having people stay put and renovate their home instead of moving. Another area that is a very popular focus is the bathroom, more from a functional renovation perspective than it is to create this new hub that a kitchen is. But a lot of people that we see today are still living with one bathroom. And, you know, what I see a lot of when I go into homes is the people, you know, the old saying is you can't see the forest for the trees. You really can't find a solution because you're living with the problem and you don't really see it as identifiably as I would coming in cold turkey and looking into your house for the first time. You'd be surprised what we could identify for you as a idea of where perhaps you could put a bathroom within the footprint of your house that might be clever. You know, it might be under a staircase. There might be an oversized closet somewhere. A two-piece bathroom can go very far to not only give you convenience, but also add value to your home. So this is the kind of creativity that that we're employing right now in this pandemic era, where we're caught with high values and really the inability to really use that value for your betterment. Throughout the show today, we'll talk about other improvements that make sense and some of them that don't. And if you have a question about that or anything around the house, it's time for you right now to pick up the phone. 803-0930. That's 803-0930. If you'd like to email me, you could always do that during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out cortese.net. Everything we do is there. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line for your kitchen and your outdoor kitchen. Of course, our Better Living product line, sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, all there at cortese.net. And also check out Cortese World Headquarters going up at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Progress to report. The framing is on the way and ongoing. And you'll start to see structure now going up if you drive by at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, this Saturday morning, we're going to travel to the village of Hamburg, a place we haven't been of late because we are waiting for a brand new manager. And guess what? We've got one. His name is Chris Horbaz, and he's the branch manager of the Hamburg Village branch. Chris, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dominic, and thank you for having me.
Tell us, before we get into the meat of the matter here, a little bit about your background.
So I've been in the banking industry for about 10 years. I have been originating loans the whole 10 years, and I would say I'm a home equity line of credit expert.
There you go, which we often talk about here, not only in this segment, but throughout the program, is how important it is to tap your equity for your home renovations. And there's no other bank to go to than Lakeshore Bank. We're offering the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever.
Our home equity line of credit is very popular. We're serving all of the South Towns, Eden, Lakeview, Hamburg, Blaisdell, Boston. We're doing bathroom, kitchen remodels. Some people are even building comfortable office spaces in their home because of the remote working environment that we are in right now.
There you go. Tying right into what we're talking about today. And 2.5 with no cost whatsoever. Also, you're able to tap in future value, too, with Lakeshore Bank, a unique product that they offer. And the mortgage rates, too, Chris, are really at record lows as well.
Our mortgage rates right now are as low as 2.625.
How do you beat that? And there's no better bank to go to than Lakeshore Bank. Chris Horbaz, the brand new Hamburg Village branch manager on Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Your phone number there, Chris?
My phone number here is 716-646-9480.
Repeat that for us.
716-646-9480.
Again, welcome to the program, Chris. For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank. Putting people first.
Hey, David Bellavia here with an important TRICARE message for military retirees and active duty family members living in Western New York. Did you know that TRICARE Prime option is available to you through the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan, even if you live in a non-TRICARE Prime area? With Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan, you get high-quality, low-cost health care using local civilian doctors. Take it from Master Sergeant Ralph Sosnowski, United States Air Force retired.
I'm proud to offer military families this high-quality TRICARE Prime option. Find out more about the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan at martinspoint.org/buffalo. or call us today at 839-0285. That's 839-0285.
And here's how you can learn more about the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan. Visit martinspoint.org/buffalo. Call 839-0285 to speak with a local health benefit specialist, or best yet, schedule an information session at a time that's convenient for you. Get the coverage and the savings you've earned with Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Get the benefit of Blue with Medicare Advantage plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The benefit of affordable plans. Starting at just $0 a month, our PPO and HMO plans let you receive care nearly whenever, wherever, and however you may need it. The benefit of getting more. Every Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan comes with our exclusive Blue Total Health package covering dental, vision, hearing, and more. The benefit of support. From our Blue Benefit Consultants to our exclusive Blue Concierge Service Team, you will have the support you deserve from trusted local experts. Get the benefit of the health plan that's close to home and can take you wherever you want to go. That's the benefit of Blue. Talk to a Blue Benefit Consultant or set up a meeting today. Call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
QueenCityWorkersComp.com reminds you, if you have received an envelope with the state emblem on it, open it. You might have a workers' comp non-compliance issue. If you do, there's no reason to panic or go out and hire an expensive lawyer. In fact, having a lawyer respond could delay your resolution and cost you thousands. Instead, go to QueenCityWorkersComp.com. Karen Catalano and her team have years of experience resolving workers' comp non-compliance issues. Don't wait. Open that envelope and go to QueenCityWorkersComp.com today.
There's a lot in life to smile about. Are loose dentures or missing teeth keeping you from enjoying the things you love? Don't miss out on enjoying life's precious moments. You can be you again with affordable Schatten Mini Dental Implants. You can smile again, laugh out loud, and have your self-confidence back. Let us help you make it memorable. Call us today at the Aesthetic Associates Center for your free consultation and give us the opportunity to change your life.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. Hey, call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever people say to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. I say, call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and that it is done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:21 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. It is Dominic Cortese, and how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call me and talk about what's troubling you around the house this Saturday morning here on WBEN. We're talking about improvements that add value and improvements that make sense in this pandemic era. And I talked about taking the wall down between the dining room and the kitchen. You wouldn't believe what that would do, what that does for the dynamics of a household, really in improving the flow of the house and using square footage that's sitting idle. It's a great idea. You might want to consider that if you're considering a renovation. To the phones we go, 803-0930 to Eden. And Bob, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good. I've had a crack in my basement wall, which I've beat out pretty good and put some hydraulic cement in there, and it's sealed up nicely. However, I would like to repaint the wall, and I have some of the white efflorescence, I believe it's called, from
yes.
the edges.
Yes.
I've purchased some muriatic acid, and I'd like to know if the procedure to use it and what personal protective equipment I need to use with it.
So one thing you didn't say that I was hoping you would have done when you did the repair is to put an aquarium tube at the base of the V. That would have rooted the water, you know, into the sump system. It would have required cutting the floor at the juncture of the floor and wall. And rooting that tube into that drain tile would then have given the water a route to take. It would have reduced the efflorescence problem. Your hydrostatic pressure and your hydraulic cement are holding the water at bay, but the efflorescence is a result of that moisture. It's a mixture of the moisture with the warmer air in the basement causing that reaction of efflorescence. You can deal with it with the acid. UGL makes a product called Acid Etch. It's formulated at a concentration level for this purpose of cleaning efflorescence and for creating tooth in the concrete so that we get adherence with the product that they sell, the Drylock product, their product for sealing concrete walls. So that's what I'd walk you through is that process. I think it's going to be effective for you to eliminate or reduce the efflorescence. First, acid etch, and then apply the Drylock. As far as protection, the acid etch is designed for homeowner use, and the concentration, the acidic concentration, I guess, is less than pure muriatic. I don't know whether the properties are the same acid-wise between acid etch and muriatic acid, but I know this is made for what you need it for.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the help.
Okay, Bob. Good luck with the project.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bob's line is now available for you at 803-0930 as we travel next to Hamburg and chat with Don. Good morning, Don. You're next.
Hi. Morning. You were speaking about adding certain things to my... I'm thinking about putting a third bedroom. My house is 1,100 square feet. But I was thinking of putting a third bedroom downstairs in my cellar.
Okay.
And was wondering what the... Is there anything, a code or anything that I should be looking for?
Yes.
Because... Okay.
Yeah, there's several things involved with using your basement, especially for sleeping. If you use the basement for sleeping, you will need to have a secondary form of escape. So you can... The good news is it's totally legal to do this. It's totally permissible. And that's a relatively new code. But now there's the requirement of escape. So an egress window will have to be installed to use that space for sleeping.
I have at the place where I'm thinking of putting it, it's, I have, which I didn't know, but I have a window that has the block in it.
Glass block window?
Yeah, which will have to come out. I understand that.
So that would be cut into a full-size window. It has to be within 42 inches of the floor. Then on the outside, there would be a well installed that would be the egress well that would have steps built into it. The way it works is in situations where you'd need to escape, you would open the window, climb into the well, and then you'd climb up the steps that the that are built into the well. Now, installing these are challenging. They require a drain at the base of the pit. That drain needs to be tied into something, and typically we tie it into the storm system or the sump tile system.
I have an older home that has a... it's about 3 feet deep at the window. Would that satisfy that to start?
You'd have to do the math to see if at 3 foot of depth, and I don't think it would be deep enough, that that's within 42 inches of the floor, because that's the that's the height that the window has to be off the concrete floor. And so it'll probably have to be deepened. But the essence of that, Don, is where is that water going to go? Because we do need to capture it and bring it to some location that will drain it off. So, as I said, either a storm line or a tie into the sep- the sump system.
Okay.
Do you have a sump pump?
I do not.
Okay, so that's not a direction that we can employ then. So what we'll have to do is we'll have to dig the pit. Again, the bottom of that pit would be within 42 inches of the basement floor, and at the base of the pit there will be a drain. The drain then will have to be rooted somewhere, and usually it would have to drain off down at a continuing angle and then tie into either a conductor line or be brought to a storm drain somewhere, or you know, a ravine or a recess somewhere that's going to drain the water away.
There is a drain within the 10 by, it would only be 10 by 12. There is a furnace vent and a drain hole, I don't know what specifically it's called, which is there within the area.
So there's a floor drain in the basement floor?
Yes.
Okay. So getting to that would be obviously key to making that a sensible way or place to tie this into. It will require cutting the floor to get to it. But it could very well be a good place to tie this line in. This is not going to see a lot of water, but it's important that we have it there because we don't want water to infiltrate in around the window.
Right, and I get the drywall. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Would it be better down there to use the drywall that's like a bathroom drywall?
Yes.
The water.
Absolutely, moisture resistant drywall. You could use conventional stud work to frame the bedroom out, or you could use metal studs as well to frame the walls out, and that way you can conventionally wire, insulate, and drywall. And you'll be very happy to know that square footage with the egress window in place is actually now billed or could be billed as part of the square footage of the house.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And the only last question I have is, as far as electrical, is there any besides just basic, you know, putting, you know, light switch and electrical boxes, do they have to be higher up?
Nope, nothing like that. Just the proper placement of the plugs, a light in the room, and of course a fire and carbon monoxide detector will be required as well. You also want to make sure that you have enough circuitry to handle the load, which you should. That's not a lot of load. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. Brendan Keeney standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. Good morning, Brendan.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are the top stories for Saturday, October 24th. The early voting period begins today at noon in Erie County. As Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Jeremy Zellner notes, residents can utilize any one of the county's 37 sites during the period.
The most important thing about early voting in Erie County is that our sites are universal. Folks can utilize any of the 37 sites across the county during the early voting period. If you live in one town, you can vote in the other. If you live in the city of Buffalo, you can vote in any one of the towns.
For a list of locations and more information regarding the early voting period, you can head to elections.erie.gov. The Bills trying to shake off the rust and snap a two-game losing streak, and there may be no better opponent in the league to get back on track against than the 0-6 New York Jets. Safety Jordan Poyer.
Good teams find ways to get out of those adversity and get out of whatever you want to call it, a slump or this, that, or the other. Good teams find ways to get out of that. We're a good football team, so we just continue to come here to work every day with the right mindset and attitude in order to fix what's been going on.
Kickoff is scheduled for 1:00. The number of people hospitalized in New York because of the coronavirus has climbed back over 1,000. Governor Andrew Cuomo said there were 1,023 hospitalizations around the state as of Thursday. That's more than double the number that were hospitalized a month ago, and the first time since late June that the state has seen that many in hospitals with the virus. Now a look at the WBEN First Alert forecast. Much cooler today, with periods of rain and clouds eventually giving way to some sun, a high of 48 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36, and then tomorrow, spotty clouds, a high of 50. It's currently 45 degrees and cloudy in Buffalo.
Hey, if if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Ortiz here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. The surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. Now, for over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom. It's in Wollitzer Park. And tell them Dominic sent you. Also, if you are in retail or restaurant business and you're looking for COVID shields, well, guess what? Twin City's making them, and they're discounted for you. Call them today. 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Hey, Buffalo! Help the Buffalo City Mission complete their new community center by joining the Pick a Brick campaign today. You can sponsor a brick that will be used to pave the pathway to hope in front of the center. They'll engrave it with your name or that of a loved one to commemorate your generosity. When you pick your brick, you'll be part of a legacy of compassion. I've picked my brick. Have you picked yours? Pick your brick today. Visit pickabrick.org. That's pickabrick.org. The pathway to hope starts right here.
When it comes to manufacturing, there are a lot of parts, and with so much to keep track of, inventory, maintenance, employees, having the right MRP software could be the difference between doing and doing more. Odoo's MRP software suite integrates at every level with real-time communication, automation, and a lot more. So now you can focus on manufacturing, because you're an Odooer. Make time, make money. Go to Odoo.com for a free 14-day trial. Odoo.com. Now that's how you Odoo it.
Are you a business owner? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees, there is a way you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Again, that's Merchants United. Merchants United has provided incredible savings to local businesses of all size, from car dealerships to retail shops to restaurants. They've even saved one business up to $90,000 in credit card fees just last year. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. With 45 years in the industry, Merchants United is the go-to credit card processing company in the area. In fact, they have one of the highest merchant retention records in the industry. Here's co-owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to explain all the benefits of what we have to offer and show you how we can save you up to 99% of your credit card processing fees every month.
Business owners, it's time to put money back in your pockets by saving thousands on credit card fees. Visit Merchants United at MUSaves.com or call 1-855-MU-SAVES. 1-855-MU-SAVES.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
So I've known the Horbit family for some time. The Horbits own Big L Windows and Doors. And when we were debating on what window to use for the new Cortese headquarters, we didn't really think too long and hard about it. Called up Bill Sr. and said, Bill, we want to use Marvin Windows in the new building. And of course, he made it happen for us with a great price and a great looking window. They're going to be black exterior, black interior, Can't wait for you to come by and see it. And if you're thinking of windows, you should think of Big L as well. Big L Window and Door, they're on William Street in Chickawaga. Their address is 2727 William Street, not far from the thruway. The phone number is 895-8484. The website, biglwindows.com. You'll find great service and great value with the total trust guarantee. What that means is if you ever have an issue, you need to go now further than a phone call, and they will take care of it for you. When you ask Bill, how do you, what's your business philosophy? He'll shrug his shoulders and say, just do the right thing. And that's what Big L's all about, doing the right thing. Winners of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award, just like Cortez Construction won, we're proud to have them in that group. And if you're replacing your windows and doors, a simple plan will take you to Big L Windows and Doors. They are a member of the Hammer Time family. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. 10:38 is the time on WBEN. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez. It is Hammer Time Radio, and we're talking about your house, 803-0930. This whole idea of maximizing your square footage is really kind of a very valuable one. The dining room, as I mentioned, is a room that's little used. Why not take that wall down between the kitchen and the dining room and use it every day? It'll create actually better flow, less concentration around that area where the table is in the kitchen. You might actually have a door there that you try to snake around the table to get to the backyard. All of that goes away if you deconcentrate that space and use it more for the kitchen and use the dining room more for your meals. Also, the idea of the philosophy of building today is this open concept. We like that because it gives us versatility and expandability to use your home in a more open way. So if you do have events, family gatherings, that you're able to expand and have everyone be congregated in the same space, where in the style of construction, you know, from the turn of the century and into the 50s and 60s, we had closed rooms and while separating them, which made it difficult to be able to have any kind of idea of expandability within your footprint. So taking walls down really is very effective that way. A texter writes, take down the wall between the dining room and the living room and double the living room entertainment area. Exactly the same concept. So this is the philosophy of today. And generally, these kinds of improvements add value and are done at little cost or lesser cost than adding square footage to the house. So usually we can accomplish the goal of giving a homeowner more square footage without an addition. Very, very good concept to embrace. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning here on WBEN as we travel to Williamsville and chat with Ron. Good morning, Ron. You're next.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you?
Well, I'd be better, but every time you guys advertise for that Ava roofing, it kills me.
Why?
Spent $17,000 cash on a roof. It leaked 2 spots, 6 inches in diameter in my sunroom. Every time I walk out there, I look up, and there it is. Not leaking, it's just stain from the leak.
Okay.
And these guys aren't calling me up. It's been 3 years now. They don't want to do it or fix it.
So have you spoken to Anatoly?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, I can't imagine that he would ignore a complaint because he's just not that kind of guy. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your phone number, and we'll make sure that Anatoly calls you and addresses this.
Well, it took it last time, too.
Oh, you've called before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. I remember you now. And
when you're advertising, these guys bug me. I mean, $17,000 out of my money. No insurance. My money.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's more to this story from what I was told, and I guess we probably shouldn't entertain the discussion of it on the air. I do believe that they have serviced the matter, and I'm not sure exactly how much we want to get into the details of it on the air, but I would say perhaps we should have a discussion off air to best handle the situation with you. Okay, thanks. Let's move along to Mark calling us in Amherst. Good morning, Mark. You're on WBEN. How are you, Mark?
Good.
Hey, I have a second home in rural Genesee County that is heated by propane, which I have found to be a very expensive way to heat the home.
Sure.
And I only use it in the summer, and was wondering at what temperature would you keep the furnace during the winter,
mm-hmm.
being a thrifty
sure.
Minded.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, propane is very expensive right now, from what I understand. Here's the point of it. We need to keep the temperature high enough where we're protecting the interior from condensation. And
freezing pipes, that kind of
thing? Well, that too, but you could drain pipes, but you can't prevent condensation. So that's the threshold. And it's probably going to be somewhere in the 50s, somewhere between 50 and 55 might be the lowest I would keep a house.
Okay.
Condensation will be the cold that transfers. Condensation would be caused by the cold that transfers through the building wall, forms a moisture layer on the interior. So this temperature inversion would do that if the inside is colder than the outside. And then that condensation will cause further problems. There could be a mildew growth. There could be structural cracking that occurs from moisture permeation through the structure. So this is what we want to avoid. So keeping the temperature just high enough to avoid condensation is really the answer. Is the structure insulated?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll help keep the threshold a little lower. And if you keep it that low, you definitely want to make sure that you're protecting your water lines.
Right. Now, you said you could drain the water lines. Would that prevent all the pipe bursting?
It would.
Stories I hear about?
It would, yeah. The only downside to that is that the gaskets in the toilet and wherever there is a gasket, where you know the toilet's the number one and most obvious place that there's a gasket to consider dry out and deterioration. You may have to do some replacement of those gaskets when you fire things up again, because the water does help prevent that. But yeah, it'll help you keep the temperature lower by draining out the water, not having to worry about freeze-ups.
Is that a big deal? Because I'm on a well and I've got a pump and a water softener and all that.
It shouldn't be a big deal if you it's set up right, which means you would have bleeders put in, you know, just could be simply hose bibs, turning off the main water supply and then opening up everything to drain it all off, either draining it through the faucets, flushing the toilet and turning the toilet water off. You know, if you have a main, you should be able to just do that and just drain everything out.
Right. But you're saying that that's still not going to take away that condensation problem?
Nope. Nothing will, except keeping the temperature up.
The bottom line may be just keep it at 50 all winter?
Yep. See how well that works. If you go there and check out whether you do have any interior condensation, you'll see it on the glass right away. And that's an indicator that you're not keeping it high enough.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. 803-0930. So the guy called about Ava. Yeah, I really don't want to get into it on the air, but I will tell you there's more to the story, and leave it at that. Okay? 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You are listening to Hammer Time Radio on WEN. Each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. Indoor Air Professionals has a mission of being there to help you breathe easier. They are passionate about their indoor air quality, and they've been at it for almost 30 years. Indoor Air has mastered the COVID protocols, so you can count on them working with the safety in your safety in mind. And they are a health and wellness company. They provide you with essential cleaning services to maintain the health and wellness of your home. And they do it with the patented column duct cleaning system. Blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And with negative pressure, they suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. And also high-capacity dehumidifiers and medical-grade air purifiers. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, here we are headlong into the duct cleaning season, so that's one thing. But as you said, yeah, the medical-grade air purifiers are just giving a lot of people a lot of peace of mind. You know, we've never gone off the fear-mongering end. I spend a lot of time, a lot of hours a week talking people off a ledge, saying, oh, I've got mold and this and that, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, mold grows everywhere. Let's deal with this logically. But without a doubt, when you lower the particulate in the air, which is done through the medical-grade air purifier, and you can kill 12 times smaller virus particles than the coronavirus because it's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. Now, by this time, everyone's heard of HEPA filtration.
Mm-hmm. And
guess what? This is way better. So if you really want better breathing, whether it's asthma, allergy, sinus, or you want to safely open up your business, there's both the portable, like you have, medical-grade air purifier, and now the online inline units that go right on your furnace or air handling units for
Schultz.
They're amazing.
Okay. And with your call every week, we anticipate an extra special Hammer Time radio only discount. What's it going to be this week?
All right. So you're stuck with me today answering the phones. I think they're clicked on all the way till 3:30, but we'll work after that to pick up any calls that overflow, which always happens in October. We're scheduling 3 to 4 weeks out. We're into mid-November right now, so don't wait any longer if you want to get your duct system clean before Thanksgiving. And so for duct cleaning, first time is $35 off. However, I want to reach out to 53,000 folks over the past, as you said, almost 30 years that have used our service before, the repeaters. So the repeaters can save up to $55.
Wow.
Then we also have the $300 off on the medical-grade air purifiers, whether it's the portable or inline, as well as the high-capacity dehumidifiers. Let's not forget that, as we've taken in some water the last few days. I'm sure yours has been running.
It certainly has, and it's doing its job, and it's doing it well. And I have confidence and faith that it's going to continue to do so for years, and it is American-made. And I'm proud of the fact that we're promoting American-made products here on Hammer Time Radio. Thank you for your call, Peter. You heard him. $300 off the medical-grade air purifier and the whole-house dehumidifiers. And $55 if you're a repeater. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
Jeremy White here. If you are looking to buy a vehicle right now, listen up. Maybe some of you are waiting for the government to approve a stimulus package in order to use that potential stimulus check to help you buy a vehicle. Well, good news. The owner of Riverfront, Marty Pecoraro Sr., does not want you to wait any longer. He's got an incredible incentive right now. It's Riverfront's $1,000 discount stimulus package. Buy any vehicle from Riverfront before October 31st and get a $1,000 discount. There's no need for debate, and it's already been approved by Little Martin and the entire Pecoraro family to help you get that vehicle now. Riverfront wants to give you $1,000 in assistance. Riverfront already has low prices on high-quality pre-owned vehicles, and now you'll get an additional $1,000 off the sticker price. So call Riverfront Auto Sales 886-1626 to see how you can get $1,000 off your next vehicle. It's only at Riverfront Auto Sales. $1,000 stimulus, $1,000 off that next vehicle at Riverfront. 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
If you're an Erie County small business owner with 50 or fewer employees, you could receive up to $45,000 through the Erie County Back to Business Grant Program. This $20 million relief fund offers aid to qualifying small businesses. Grants can be applied to a range of past and future expenses through December 30th, 2020. Eligible expenses include payroll, adaptations to meet COVID restrictions, rent, and more. You can read the eligibility requirements at backtobizgrants.org. Whether you've previously been denied COVID-related aid or didn't apply, this is your chance to get relief for your business. Grants are being awarded in three different categories, up to $10,000, $25,000, and $45,000, based on business size and need. Don't miss this opportunity to get financial relief. Applications are due by Monday, November 2nd, so act fast and apply at backtobizgrants.org. Kickstart your comeback today. Apply at backtobizgrants.org.
Saving a life is reward enough, but you can earn up to $500 per month giving life-saving plasma at ProMedic Plasma Resources. When you donate plasma to help others, ProMedic Plasma Resources thinks you deserve more. Your plasma will be used to create biotherapies that may improve or save lives. Donate up to 8 times a month, help save lives, and maximize your reward. When you take care of others, ProMedic Plasma Resources takes care of you. Start earning money for your plasma donations. Go to plasma.prometic.com today.
Hi, Just Solutions here. Are you tired of unanswered calls, getting ghosted, and continuously being let down by your IT provider? Don't let them treat you like a bad date. Just Solutions will be the committed partner your business deserves. You won't have to swipe left or right anymore. Our tech support will be by your side through thick and thin, and we'll make sure you're always secure. Call Just Solutions at 716-222-3090 or visit justinc.com. Just Solutions. We promise there will be a second date.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
Everything for your garage in 3 easy steps. Step 1, how about a new garage door? Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, keep your family safe. Step 2, how about a new Gorilla garage floor? Yeah, like I have. Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. Add beauty and ease of care to your garage floor. And step 3, how about organize your garage with Gorilla Garage Gear equipment? They will get you organized and neat and clean. And it's easy to do with 3 easy steps. And if you call in today, you'll save money. Step 1 will save you $100 on a new garage door. Step 2 will save you $300 off a new garage door and a new Gorilla floor. And how about a whopping $500 savings with step 3? Buy all 3. New door, new floor, and storage. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Here's the number, 715-6927. 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go.
10:54 is the time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. It is Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Filming is underway for Hammer Time TV. The new season premieres the first week of February, and lots of great segments and processes becoming available on our new show. And you'll see that starting in February. We're filming right now for the new season of Hammer Time TV. Phil, Nick, and Michelle all doing segments. All of our Hammer Time partners also participating in the program. And looking forward to the debut of our new season of Hammer Time TV coming up in February. 803-0930, that is your phone number. And we go to Springville next and chat with Josh. Good morning, Josh. You're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning. So I hate to go back to the egress window conversation, but I did have kind of a follow-up question.
Sure.
So I'm wondering, instead of dealing with all the drainage, you know, and digging down and putting pipes in and connecting it, could you possibly use, I think they sell those clear plastic covers that kind of, you know, go a few feet up above the above the well line and then angle it out. Is that a possibility?
It is indeed a possibility. However, Josh, I want to point out that it's not going to be a guarantee that we're going to be as watertight as we need to be. And the drain's going to give us a little, you know, extra reassurance of that. The other thing that we have run into in the past with the domes is that the height of the window might exceed the height of the dome. And that we ran into that on a job recently where the wells were not very deep. So the dome would cover partially the window is what I'm saying. What the dome would do is definitely prevent water from getting into the well, but it's not 100% guaranteed that it's going to be watertight. Furthermore, you may actually get some groundwater, you know, into the well too, because it is a low point, and it might collect some groundwater. You never know in a rainstorm what happens with groundwater. It can find its way into that well. So I wouldn't want to rely on the dome alone, I guess, is what I'm saying. It is definitely going to minimize the amount of water, but it's not going to eliminate the water from collecting at the base of that pit.
Yeah, I think the other thing that I was thinking, too, was that it's on a hill that slopes away from the house.
Okay.
So I was almost thinking I could just dig in a quick, you know.
There you go.
A 20-foot pipe out, you know,
yeah,
foot or two down. Right.
So now you're on the right path. I think I like that a lot. If you can bring that line either to, you know, a ravine, if that's possible, or a stone pit out that far away. That is another idea. Again, it's not going to see a ton of water, especially if you do have a acrylic dome on the egress shell. That is going to give you the peace of mind knowing that any water that collects in there is going to drain away. There's no really mandate on where this water goes. And if you can go into a stone pit, you know, piped well away from the house, I would live with that.
Okay. Well, I definitely have that, and I think I can do that. And then just maybe one last question.
Sure.
I hate to take up so much time.
No.
As far as cutting into this foundation, because I've got the same thing as that other caller, I think. You know, I've got a 2-foot window, and it's,
right,
you know, it's there, but it's just, and this foundation, though, it's not, they're not blocks. It's poured, and it's
okay,
very thick. It's approximately 15 inches thick.
Really?
I actually had one contractor come out, and he said he didn't even have the equipment to cut into it. Is there anybody you could,
yes,
recommend or anything like that?
Yeah, the name is escaping me right now, but there are companies that have the equipment to actually cut concrete walls. They work with wet saws, and it controls the dust. It's very, very messy if you don't do that, I want to point out. And they cut both from inside and out and then knock out the wall section. So unfortunately the name's not coming to me, but I'll look it up and maybe report on it next week. Yes, absolutely, there are services that are available for that. If you wanted to attempt to do it yourself, you could do it with a carborundum blade. Again, using water is key, and you would have to score both from the inside and the outside. Again, it's a big job, but it's something you could do yourself. What I'd recommend you do is dig the well first, do all the exterior components first. You actually could put the well in place, which actually will facilitate you doing the knockout after you score the lines and cut the concrete. You could, you know, remove all the debris up and through the well, and then of course placing the window in that opening with a wood jam would be the next step after the cutout is made.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
Well, good ideas, and thanks a lot.
All right, Jess. Thanks for calling us. Well, we had a fun-filled hour, and appreciate everyone who participated in the program. Thank you to Jerry Craig for doing an excellent job as usual. And a texter just wrote in, Concrete Cutting Incorporated will do the concrete cutting. So I'm not sure that's the name I had in mind, but Concrete Cutting and Boring. Anyway, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a Radio.com station.